talk about Bills no more.
Committee on Finance Revenue is open. Good morning, everyone. Some business to start off with. We need to resend out Senate Bill 61, so I will go into a work session on Senate Bill 61. Senator Boquist.
Do we need to make a motion to reconsider? Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we reconsider SB 61 for the purposes of whatever making a That's what I did. I move the rules be suspended for the purposes of reconsidering the vote on 61. It's a good idea, Mr. Chair.
Senator Boquist moves that the rules be suspended for purposes of reconsidering Senate Bill 61. Discussion? Objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 9 amendment into SB 61, and then I'll speak to my motion, and we don't need Dr. Kissinger here.
Senator Boquist moves the dash 9s into Senate Bill 61. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 61 with as amended with the dash 9s to the floor, and then I'll speak to my motion.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 61 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion, Senator Boquist.
We learned that the Secretary of the Senate would have preferred if we put all this not conceptually but in writing and added the words from the previous hearing. So all the discussion in the previous hearing still apply, and that are the dash 9s. Therefore, we should vote yes and send it to the floor.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Objections? Seeing none. Senate Bill 61 goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a do-pass recommendation. I'll be the carrier. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 61 and open up a work session on House Bill 3125. And that is Kyle. He's going to give us a presentation.
On the dash 10s, right, Mr. Chair?
On the dash 10s. We heard this bill a week or two ago, and so we need an update on what the TINs do to the underlying bill.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. As was just alluded to, 3125, it makes changes to the food processing exemption. It expands it a bit, so there's a five-year exemption for qualifying property. The committee heard about the dash A9, which would expand upon the expansion. So the A engrossed version had grain processors would now be allowed to qualify. The A9 included, in addition to the grains, also. I'll be right to the A10s. But the A9, the A10 is just a few changes from the A9.
I'm trying here, Chris.
So you have the grain processors, but the A9 would add the bakery products, the dairy products, and the eggs, egg processors to qualify. Now, the difference between the A10 and the A9 is there's just a couple of differences. The first is that when the exemption, the new expansion of the exemption goes into effect. So in the A9, it was beginning with fiscal year 2015-16, so that'd be this upcoming fall property tax year. This has changed to begin with 16-17, so it'd be a year further out. That's reflective in the revenue impact statement. You see there's no impact upon the 15-16 fiscal year. It begins in 16-17. The two changes in the bill related to the prohibition on processors or individuals in the business of related to, I guess, processing or producing marijuana, marijuana extracts, and then the ag certification fees, those two components of the bill still become effective in fiscal year 25-16. It's just the expansion of the exemption that starts with 16-17. And there's another slight change in, there's a minimum $100,000 value of equipment for it to qualify. That's changed to only be related to grains and bakery products. Dairy products and eggs would not have to meet that $100,000 minimum. So those are the two changes from the A10 from the A9.
Mr. Chair, I move the A10 dated 6/24/15 into the main bill.
Let's have some discussion first, Senator. Before we get to that, Senator Boquist, if you would like, I know this is a bill that was.
You want me to withdraw my motion?
Well,
so done.
I know Senator Edwards had some thoughts on this bill and the amendment. I just wanted to hear from you.
So I talked with a lot of the proponents of the amendments. Everybody in the world seems like wanted into this bill, some of whom were not included in the A10 amendment. But the ones that are included, I thought were reasonable asks. I also thought that I wanted I wanted that that enactment date set out to the 16-17, so I had requested that as well, and was comfortable with it with these. This is the action that this committee would take. I don't anticipate that the chair of the House Revenue Committee might concur with this, but you know, it wouldn't be the first time that the Senate and the House have disagreed on matters of finance and revenue. So,
have we agreed before?
I so so okay. That's where I'm at. I'd like to see the tens.
Senator Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to note that we give a lot of exemptions to folks, to businesses, and I'm going to be a yes on this, but I just wanted to get into the record that, you know, Oregon as a state has the lowest corporate percentage of taxes of any state compared to the rest of the citizens of the state, of any state in the nation. And actually there's a meeting notes in here showing those tables, and I think that we want to keep that in consideration when we're doing these kind of bills.
Thank you. Okay, Senator Boquist, I think now we're ready.
Is it okay if I make an
motion?
Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
for your patience.
I was just trying to help out my fellow Democrats, you know.
Yes.
But what can I say? Even screwed that one up. Mr. Chair, I move the A-10 amendment dated 6-24-15 into House Bill 3125.
Senator Boquist moves the A-10s into 3125. Any discussion on this amendment? Objections? Seeing none.
Can I make another motion? Okay, Mr. Chair.
The motion is ordered.
I move House Bill 3125 as amended by the A-10 to the floor with a due pass, and then I'll speak to my motion.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 3125 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is not a marijuana bill, despite what Kyle said in here. And the second thing is, despite my good Scottish colleague who is dressed appropriately, I can provide as many tables that say my corporate taxes are higher than most other states. So, but that has nothing to do with this bill.
Further discussion? Objections? Seeing none, House Bill 3125 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. We are down to Senator Boquist in the line here, and I don't know
how did I get that? That's just lucky. Here, I try to help you. He cuts me off, and I get to carry the thing.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted.
Would you like to switch?
I'll take my lumps from the chair. I've had to report today, so I'll take them.
I'm going to close the work session on 3125. We do have another bill, Senator Girard's bill, that's being worked on, and so that means we will be meeting 8:30 on Monday, and as we try to wind down the session. Thank you. With no further activity before us, we will adjourn.